Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, are you competitive, or does the idea of squaring off against someone else make you want to curl up into a wee ball? Well, I'm joined now by Enda McNulty, CEO of McNulty Performance. And Enda, you work with people in your day job who are trying to get to the very top of their game. And you were a GAA All-Star yourself for Armagh, as I know only too well, when you were younger. So are people like you, competitive people, born or made?
Bit of both, Dervil. People like you, are you born or made in terms of your competitive streak as well, whether that's in broadcasting and in your journalistic background? So a bit of both.
So is it sort of innate or acquired? Like, is it a life skill, like a muscle that you have to develop, or, you know, because we've lots of different personality types.
So yes, it's innate.
Yeah.
And it's also nurtured. It's also coached. It's about your environment. It's about the people you grow up with, your parents, as you know. It's about the people you go to school with, your sisters or your twins. Mm. It's about the people, I guess, that make a positive impact in your life very early days. So in my life, I've been very lucky that I can remember some of my first memories were incredibly competitive out the backyard and playing football against my sisters and my brothers, playing football against the next door neighbours. And it was incredibly competitive. It was also friendly. It was fun. It was safe.
Yeah, and obviously, look, I mean, you played for Armagh, so you would need to be very competitive at a very, very young age. Did that translate to other areas of your life?
I would say I'm very fortunate that naturally I'm very competitive, and I grew up in a very competitive family. There's the big positives of being competitive for parents at home today, and of course there's the negatives of being over-competitive. I actually, in my own life, right up to the present day, I recognise when I've been too competitive, too focused, too relentless in sport, and not enough focus on all other aspects of my life. And I also recognise I put so much time and effort in other areas of my life that I hadn't got the balance right. So I think at every stage in our life, at every age in our life, it's to recognise, when are we focusing too much on one area? And I think the great leaders would say, you know, what about a sense of roundedness? If you're working, let's say, in a school, a sense of roundedness rather than forcing the kids to be competitive only in sport or in drama.
Or in any other aspect of
life.
But obviously then when you become sort of specialist at something, even at a very, very young age, like, I mean, competition takes on its own sort of aura. So is it just, is it a feeling that you're chasing? Is it winning? Like, I mean, what is that drive, that kind of...
Well, this is a big American football weekend in Dublin. The guy who invented the Lombardi Trophy, or who is named after, Vince Lombardi, famously said, the winning isn't everything, is the only thing. I don't agree with that. I think for children, it should be about enjoyment, whatever their activity is. Let the kids enjoy it. I wouldn't say a kid should specialise. Kate O'Connor in the last week has inspired all of us that it's about being well-rounded across multiple sports or activities. And by the way, isn't she an inspiration of how well-rounded you can be in life, not just in sport? A big call out to her father, by the way, Michael O'Connor, a teacher who teaches in my sister's primary school, the CBS in Dundalk. So I think it's not about early specialisation. It's about creating character early in life and, of course, other skills.
But come on, because we have seen, including at underage games, sometimes it's not the children, it is the parents, including the fact now that we sort of have to have these sort of quiet zones at the side of pitches, because that competitive streak that's in all of us can influence even at a young age. I know they've had to tell parents to kind of step back a little bit. Can there be a bit of a pressure, particularly on young kids or young athletes?
Huge. My first job in Dublin, Dervil, many years ago, was actually the coaching director at Ballyboden St Enda's. We created a positive coaching alliance in the club, which was getting every coach and every parent bought into the concept of roots, respect for people like referees, respect for opponents, respect for teammates, and most importantly, respect of self. So of course it's all to us as coaches, as sports organizations or any organizations, to reinforce that it's not about winning. It's not about the kid who does, let's say, stars in that one performance. It's about how everybody enjoys and develops.
There's a huge element of psychology in what you do, and kind of that, you know, sports performance or performance in business or whatever other areas. And that brings into view certain personality types. So you can have your cluster A types, and then on the other side, you can have your cluster B types. And competition can, or competitiveness can fall into all of those. And I suppose the ones we're probably most familiar with are the A personalities, the alpha personalities, are they more prone to competition just by virtue of who they are?
I vividly remember before a France match way back on the day in Paris, Romain Nogueira and Brian O'Driscoll playing a game of table tennis in camp that morning before the match. They nearly had a brawl over the table tennis table to win. Two strong type A's. So of course type A's tend to be hyper-competitive, aggressive, assertive, extroverted. Of course they tend to be more extroverted. That's not to say introverted people can't be competitive as well. The one message I would have for everybody,
way.
In a different way, the one message I would have for everybody is be very competitive, but be competitive against yourself yesterday. I want to be very competitive against myself yesterday. I think all of us can strive for that. We can't all be Kate O'Connors, but we can be better than we were yesterday.
What about when it gets toxic? And I'm thinking of just even in workplaces or just even the political culture that is, you know, prevalent in other countries and elsewhere, just that even the debate, that competitiveness when it goes rogue.
I think that's where values come into play. As you know, Derval, in terms of your upbringing and your character, I think that's where values come into play. I think that's where authentic leadership comes into play. And I think that's where female leaders come into play, because they're the ones that normally stop the gentleman who's got far too narcissistic, stop him in his tracks, hopefully, and say that that's not acceptable anymore. So I think that that's where real values, that's where authentic leadership comes into play. And that's where an organization we need to be very aware of. Unfortunately, there's a lot of toxic competitiveness now at the moment, toxic winning, whereby everything is important rather than what is the right thing for humanity, what is the right thing for the individuals in the organisation, and what's the right thing to do right now. And I feel strongly about that.
And society needs a blend and it needs a balance. And there are many people who are ambitious for the higher gifts or no gifts at all. They're not overtly competitive. That's okay too, is it?
That's okay too. I'll give you probably the inspiration in our society of that is the Special Olympics. I remember doing something towards the end of last year for the Special Olympic athletes, and it is incredible to see how all those young kids are encouraged to be better than they were yesterday. But it's nowhere near toxic. In fact, the opposite. It's a flourishing environment. Yeah. That's what we strive for, a flourishing environment where everybody's allowed to thrive.
Yeah, absolutely. And what about it? Just before I let you go, it's okay to lose as well, isn't it? It's okay to not win sometimes.
Well, it's okay to not win once you're giving it your best.
And that is all you're expected today. Enda McNulty, thank you so much for joining us.